Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, of course, we have a fund drive coming up in June. That's where we live. Those members and those that are listening know all about how this radio station provides information and, as you often say, truth to power. And as part of our Lockbox Challenge, we have a roundtable live panel featuring Malcolm Nance. That's Thursday, June 15th at the Linda, the WAMC Performing Arts Studio, for a $100 pledge, and you can do that in the lockbox at WAMC.org.
David, that's exactly right. And what we have to remember here is what this is all about. This isn't just fun and games. It's, in fact, desperation. I hate to say that. And the desperation is not that we won't do it, because we will. It is about the fact that each of us has to recognize what we've got here, what we've made, all of us. Right now, the ball of twine, as I've been saying all along, is beginning to unravel. We see the appointment of Mr. Mueller, the very prestigious former head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who worked for both Democrats and Republicans, as a, quote, special prosecutor. But I don't have any doubt after what we heard the president saying at the Coast Guard Academy that whether it's manipulative or whether he really believes it, that he is the most set upon president in the history of the United States. That is extraordinary to me because he's a guy who, in fact, has brought almost everything that has happened to him down upon himself. So here we now see that people like David Kerbkin are saying we're in impeachment territory and he should know. He's lived through it. He's worked for presidents in the past who faced it. And it is that. I think the Democrats are a little concerned about this because they think it may be moving too fast. We're approaching the congressional elections in 2018, and they want this very much on the burner at the time. That's not a good idea. I think what you want to do is to make sure that this is done right, and you do not want to start politicizing this effort. I know to some degree it already is, and that's appropriate because that's why we have a democracy and why we have politics. Nevertheless, it should be done heads up with everybody doing it right. So with Mueller on board, I think it's going to be moving ahead. He'll take his time. The FBI will take its time, but it'll get done.
What about the issue of recordings of the meeting between President Trump and Comey? And of course, the president made some comments about it. And you have the Russian thing, which is they said they would provide transcripts of meeting between Trump and Russian officials if requested by the White House.
Well, of course, you have to remember that almost nobody believes a thing that the Russians say anymore. And if you think if they were sneaky enough to do the transcripts, which almost everybody assumed from the very beginning they were, that at this stage of the game that they can have at it and change the transcripts at will and those recordings at will. Look, these are guys who tried to interrupt the, at least the accusation is, and it seems pretty powerful, the American elections. So you think they wouldn't change a transcript or they wouldn't change a recording that they had? They could do anything and they will.
Let's turn to immigration, Alan. I see a headline here. Arrests rise 38%. As Trump's mandate is realized, we know that folks all around the country, of course in New York, where immigration is huge, are trying to fight this.
Well, David, this is one of his more popular jingoistic, xenophobic ways of doing it. Look, he has an argument. His argument is we have laws. People have come to this country. They've done it illegally. Of course, you and I both know there are 11 to 12 million people under that. They can't possibly round every one of those people up or anything like it. So what they do is they rule by fear. They go around and they go to places like any small town anywhere else, and all of a sudden somebody disappears. Now, this is a very, very tough thing for a country to take. We do know that the immigrant population in the United States does an awful lot of jobs nobody else wants to or can do. We do know that the farmers and others are complaining that this is throwing fear into people and it's difficult to get the right people to do this work. And you can only imagine by putting yourself into some of the places of these folks what life must be like every time you see a suit coming down the street. It's, as always in this case of this president, very divisive. So clearly, there is an order out to expel. Now, what they said in the beginning was, it would only be people with criminal records. Now it turns out it may not only be people with criminal records. It may be an approach. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And it's a terrible thing for this country to go through.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Don't forget, we need you in that lockbox. WAMC.org. It's open now.
We do, David. So everybody who understands what has happened in this radio station, where we've been, the kind of courage we hope we've shown and that you've shown, will be replicated now because you can't run the station without money. We all know that. Just the way that it